I'm Abigail Beckman with KRCC News. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating an officer-involved shooting that left one man dead this morning. KRDO reports the shooting involved a Colorado Springs police officer. It happened around 4 a.m. at a fast food restaurant near the intersection of Powers and Galley Road. An armed robbery had been reported in the area about 20 minutes prior. According to the CSPD, the officer had finished his shift and was in his personal vehicle in a drive-thru when a man approached saying he had a weapon. Police say the officer fired at least one shot, killing the man who had approached him. The officer was not hurt. The sheriff's office will lead the investigation, as is protocol in officer-involved shootings involving CSPD. This week marks the 100th anniversary of the Mineral Leasing Act of 1920. The law promoted the leasing of public lands for drilling and extractive industries, but it hasn't been updated in decades. Jesse Prentice Dunn says that's a problem. He's with the Center for Western Priorities, a nonprofit conservation advocacy group. He says federal royalty rates are the same as they were a century ago.
If the federal government had updated royalty rates to match Western states, taxpayers would be getting billions more each year. So we're really losing out on an outdated system that benefits oil and gas companies.
But industry groups say billions of dollars have already been paid in royalties over the years, adding that extraction on public lands is needed to keep up with worldwide demand for energy and minerals. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.